Come take a view, good people, all observe it well with heed. A stranger wonder nature did ne'er frame of humane seed. A monster of misshapen form I here to you present. By this example you may learn to fear God's punishment. Strange wonders have been lately shown within our English nation. But none so strange as this was known you'll find by this relation. Then give attention to the same, I'll show you how it was. To tell the truth it is no shame, for thus it came to pass. At Fisherton near Salisbury a husbandman doth dwell. John Waterman, so called is he, his neighbors all can tell. It was his wife which did bring forth this strange misshapen thing. From east to west, from north to south, the news thereof will ring. It was but in October last, the 26th day. No longer since 'twas done and passed, I can for certain say. This woman was delivered well, and with her life she scaped. Of this same monster now I'll tell, how strangely 'twas misshaped. Two heads it had grew up, as it the picture plain appears. With all proportions fair in sight, mouth, noses, eyes, and ears. Two bodies shaped perfectly down to the navel seen. And there they joined wondrously, the hips and legs between. The bodies being joined in one were of the female sex. The like thereof was never known, they strangely did connex. Four arms were on the body placed, it had of legs but two. Thus nature had her work defaced, which she doth seldom do. The women, they were all afraid to see this fearful sight. And eke the midwife much dismayed when as it came to light. But most of all the mother weak, her grievous pains was much. She had not power long time to speak, her sorrow it was such. 2 days and nights this monster lived in woeful misery. The parents, they were sadly grieved, the neighbors came to see. At length it died and was conveyed for chirurgeons to dissect. And what report thereof has said, they found it in effect. Another babe this mother had brought forth at the same birth. A comelier child on woman had upon the face of earth. Nature in that did make amends, proportioning each part. She may bring joy unto her friends and cheer her mother's heart. Afflictions God doth sometimes send to parents for their sin. When they will not their lives amend, when doth the Lord begin with judgments for to humble them and make them feel his hand? Oh, turn unto the Lord in time, for none can him withstand. Our God hath many ways to make foul sinners come to shame. If once they do his laws forsake and wrong his holy name, 1,000 judgments worse than this he on that people brings. That will not man what is amiss, but act such heinous sins. Then parents all example take, at all times seek the Lord. Fruit moods of your bodies he can make by your own selves abhorred. Your children, which should be a joy and comfort in the end, the Lord in fury will destroy if you do him offend.